on the phone with me, author of Delicious and Doable. Her name, Charmaine Broughton, and we are talking springtime recipes. Char, what do you got for us today?
Well, I've got some recipes that incorporate the zest of citrus fruit, because I find that the zest of citrus fruit just adds some zest into our recipes. And with spring now here, yay, I think we all need to be a little bit more zesty.
I agree. Zest brings it out in us.
Well, it does. And here's the thing. If you're buying, you know, the lemons or the limes to, you know, add into a drink or make a salad dressing with, and or oranges to, you know, eat by the piece, I figure if you're buying the citrus fruit anyhow, you might as well utilize the zest, because the zest adds just such a beautiful punch of flavor to many sweet and savory dishes. One little tip, though, whether it be lemons, limes, or oranges, just make sure that you're washing the fruit really well before you zest it into your recipes. So the first recipe that we will chat about, do we want to start with a with dessert?
Absolutely. Let's. You know what? That's the reason I wanted to become a grown-up. You could start with dessert.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have dessert in the morning with some lemon zest. So these are my white chocolate cookie bars with a lemon raspberry cheesecake filling, and they're absolutely delicious, and they use mostly pantry staple items. So for the white chocolate cookie dough, you're just going to mix together some butter, some brown sugar, some eggs, vanilla, flour, baking soda, and then a little bit of lemon zest and some white chocolate. And you're going to stir all that together until it's well combined. And you're going to press about two-thirds of it into the bottom of an 8 by 8 inch square baking pan. And then for the cheesecake layer, you're going to beat together 4 ounces of softened cream cheese, a little bit of sugar, some lemon juice, a little bit more vanilla. Beat that together until it's nice and smooth. You're going to pour that cheesecake layer on top of the cookie layer. And then with the remaining one-third of cookie dough, you're just going to dollop that all over the top of the cheesecake layer. Now, just a warning, before it goes into the oven, it's almost going to look messy. It's not really going to look overly pretty. And then you're going to pop that into the oven for about 35 minutes until everything's set and the cookie topping is golden. And you're going to remove it from the oven, let it cool completely. I like to refrigerate it overnight. And then you're going to cut them into these cookie bars, and they are absolutely fabulous. But I just remembered, I forgot to mention the raspberry jam. You dollop the raspberry jam on top of the cheesecake layer before you put the other layer. All the recipes are up on my website in case I've confused anybody.
Fantastic, Char. And you can find a link to Char's website at mystratfordnow.com. All right, Char, we started with dessert. Are we going to kick into appetizers, or are we going to close it out? What are we doing?
Well, let's do my Tex-Mex rice salad, because this salad is fabulous. Again, uses pantry staple items, and it's really healthy as well. So you're going to start off with some cooked basmati rice, but you could also make this recipe with some pasta as well. And then for this recipe, I like to use grape tomatoes. So you just slice grape tomatoes in half, a couple of avocado that you are going to dice up, a can of black beans that you're going to drain and rinse, some corn, some chopped fresh cilantro and green onions, some chopped fresh mint, and then finely grated zest and juice of 2 limes. So the zest of the limes just add a nice, you know, punch of fresh flavor to the salad. Some garlic, some cumin, chili powder, salt, and chili flakes. You're going to toss it all together, and you've got this amazing nutrient-dense salad. It's great as a side dish for dinner time. You know, maybe you're doing a piece of salmon, but it also makes a great brown bag lunch. And it's got tons of plant protein with the black beans, and then all the veg like the tomatoes and the corn and the avocado. So it's just a fabulous recipe. It's actually one of the most popular recipes from my cookbook.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a very good. Oh, and I must say, my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life. Do we have time for one more recipe?
Char, I don't see why we wouldn't. You're giving us recipes that give us our daily dose of vitamin C. We should probably check out one more.
Well, speaking of vitamin C, what a good segue. And this wasn't even planned.
I didn't even know.
The next recipe has orange zest, and it's my apple and rutabaga soup. And this is such a fabulous soup. Like, I know it's springtime, but we can still have some chilly days. And I know lots of people enjoy soup year-round, whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall. And this is just a great recipe. So for this, you're going to start off, you're going to saute an onion with some spices. Everything's up on my website, charmainbroughton.com. So we've got some sage and cinnamon and cardamom and pepper and salt. Then you're going to add in a peeled and chopped rutabaga, an apple, cover it with stock, bring it up to a boil. Once the rutabaga is fork tender, it should maybe take 25 minutes. Then you're going to add in minced garlic and ginger and the zest of one orange. And then you're just going to let it sit for about 10 minutes before you blend it, because you just don't want hot soup flying everywhere. So let it stand for about 10 minutes or so, and you can use a stand-up blender or an immersion blender. And this soup is absolutely fabulous. I teach it often at cooking classes, and people just, they literally just gobble it up. It's so delicious. And the orange zest added at the end just adds, again, like a nice fresh punch of flavor. It's economical, uses lots of local ingredients, and is healthy and will just, you know, yummy in your tummy. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, Charmaine Broughton. Well, I'm super pumped to get some spring recipes going, and where people can get them, your website, which you just mentioned, Delicious and Doable. You can buy downtown Stratford.
You sure can.
And as well, Char, let's just give us a rundown of where you can find everything, your website, where you can buy the book Downtown Stratford.
Yeah, so my all the recipes will be up on my website, charmainbroughton.com, but I think you guys are going to have a link to that as well. And my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, Recipes for Real and Everyday Life, is available at Fanfare Books, 92 Ontario Street in Stratford.
Awesome, Char. Thank you so much.